Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows, whooping it up on behalf of Chambers of Commerce and small businesses here in the beautiful city of Raleigh in the great state of North Carolina, having a great time with my old friends and meeting new friends and talking about things that people can do to help Chambers grow so that Chambers can help small business owners grow. And I've got a gentleman here that I want you to meet, whom I met yesterday, and I just wanted him to tell his story. His name is Will Pino, and he's the Chief Executive Officer for the Cayman Island Chamber of Commerce. And I think you're going to enjoy hearing what he has to say. Will, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Are you having fun?
Oh, it's a great city. Raleigh is a wonderful city, full of life, and we had a great evening last night.
A lot of hospitality. You could cut the hospitality with a knife around here, couldn't you?
Absolutely. People are wonderful. The South is just a wonderful place to visit.
Well, now, you've lived in the Cayman Islands for a long time, several decades, but you're originally from Boston.
That's correct. I went to school at Emerson College, have a Master of Communications degree, and I worked for several media outlets in the United States.
Now, so how did you wind up in the Cayman Islands, and why did you stay?
Well, there was just a great opportunity for a friend I met in college. He invited me down to the Cayman Islands, and we had some fun with some media down there, and it was back in the 80s, and I just saw a great opportunity to move and live there. The people are so friendly, and the islands are just absolutely spectacular.
Now, on your card, you have a two-sided card. Most international folks, if you don't know this, most people who operate in the international world, which the Cayman Islands certainly would qualify for, people coming and going from all over the place. On the back, on the other side of your card, Will, it says that you are the Delgado Consejero. I know that means CEO, basically, but tell the audience what language that is.
That's in Spanish.
Yeah, How much is Spanish the main language? Is English the main language?
English is the main language. It's a British overseas territory.
Yeah, so I
but we have a strong influence from Latin and South and Central America.
So you have to be ready for everybody and pretty much. And so anyway, that's an interesting thing to observe about folks who operate in the international world. Will, tell us a little bit about the Cayman Islands. What makes you so excited about the Cayman Islands?
Cayman Islands is a special place for business. We're located 1 hour flight from Miami, west of Jamaica, just south of Cuba. It's a wonderful place to conduct business. We adopt the free enterprise model, capitalism. Financial services, international financial services, and tourism are our two main drivers for our economy. And again, the beautiful waters, we've got some of the best diving in the world, and certainly the ease of which to do business in the Cayman Islands makes it a very attractive place for international investment.
I have not been to the Cayman Islands yet, but I have some friends who travel down there, and they love it. They talk about it all the time.
I can see why. It's just like I said, very convenient from the United States and also from other Caribbean islands. And again, the people are so friendly, and the island is well regulated. It has a great infrastructure, great power supply, water, and again, crime is very low. People feel safe when they come here, and it's a great place to invest.
Tell us about the government.
The government's an overseas territory, so it's an overseas territory of the United Kingdom. So we have a legislative assembly, and we just introduced a new constitution, or just about to introduce it, and that means we're going to have a premier and members of the cabinet. So it's very stable. Again, the highest court is the Privy Council in the United Kingdom. So again, a very strong British influence, mm-hmm. and again, the people are just great.
You talked about some of the industry a minute ago. You said that the financial industry and tourism is the main driver of the economy. We understand tourism pretty well. That's pretty intuitive, and you'd think the financial would be too, but it might not be. Tell us a little bit about that industry.
Well, international banking. We have also hedge funds that are located. We have the Cayman Islands Stock Exchange. We also are home to many, many health insurance captives in the Cayman Islands. We have an excellent shipping registry for luxury yachts, recognized as one of the best in the world. And we do a lot of different things in financial services to actually provide service to the world community.
How many people?
There are about 55,000 people that live on the three islands, Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman. And it's the most, the capital is Grand Cayman, Georgetown, Grand Cayman. And Little Cayman is about 300 full-time residents, and Cayman Brac is about 1,500 full-time residents.
And so, and how big is Grand Cayman Island?
It's about 26 miles long by eight miles at its widest.
Right.
And
so,
again,
so a little bigger than Manhattan Island.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
I don't know the size of Manhattan Island, but if it's
well, I don't think it's 8 miles wide, but it's probably. Maybe not. Anyway, something like that. The so it's an hour from Miami. That's pretty close. I didn't realize it was that close.
That's right. It's convenient. All the international carriers fly to us, and we also have a national airline that Cayman Airways, which travels to different islands as well, different cities in the United States.
What, as a tourist, what would I do there?
You definitely want to consider diving.
You talked about the diving and everything, sailing, golf, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. We have great golf. We have some sailing, diving. We have the only world's turtle farm, which is Boatswain's Beach.
Turtle farm?
Yeah. We actually
sea turtles.
That's correct. We try to we grow them and then replenish the world's
stock.
Good
for you.
Right.
But don't they always come back to your island? I mean, isn't that going to get aren't they going to overwhelm you? That's what sea turtles do. They come back to the island where they were spawned. Do you guys take them other places and have them spawn from other places?
Absolutely. We release them. There's a releasing program. I release in years past, thousands of sea turtles have been released back into the wild.
Right.
And again, it's just a wonderful way that we contribute to the
this is a great thing. I've been in my past, I've been associated with a little bit with some turtle husbandry, sea turtle husbandry. It's the coolest thing you'll ever do, folks, if you ever have a chance to see something like that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, now, folks, you've already heard what a great Chamber of Commerce representative Will is. I mean, he's got it nailed for this has been, it's truly been a Cayman Island Chamber of Commerce moment. When we come back, we're going to get Will to tell us about what he's doing for his small businesses. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I can't imagine any... We're back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there. Thank you for using it. Thank you for checking it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things, my blog, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Will Pinau is with us, folks. His last name is spelled P-I-N-E-A-U, and he's the Chief Executive Officer of the Cayman Island Chamber of Commerce. And islands, I should say. There are three islands, as he told us in the previous segment. And, Will, I want you to give us the website and tell people how they can find you online.
Absolutely. It's our website, caymanchamber.ky.
Right. And the C-A-Y-M-A-N, folks, very, very intuitively spelled. And what's the origin of that name, Will?
The Cayman Islands?
Cayman, yeah.
Yeah, way back when, it's Los Tortugos was one of the reasons why our emblem, our national emblem, has a turtle on it. It's Los Tortugos. So it's kind of discovered islands way back when.
Right. Okay, so talk to us about how your chamber stays relevant, stays focused on your members and what you do for your members in the Cayman Islands.
We have a lot of programs for our members. It's important for us because 80% of our members are small business owners. So we try to be relevant. We have a professional development and training center where we offer all types of courses for small businesses. We also do special seminars. So for in partnership with some of our larger members, maybe in the accounting field or banking, we do free courses. Just recently, we did one called Succeeding in Turbulent Times, where we taught people how to preserve cash during these times.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about the opportunities that are available out there during these times. Because, you know, there are some small businesses with great opportunities if you know, to buy other businesses and to do other things. So we try to remain relevant for them and to become helpful advocates like you try to do on your website.
Yes. Now, do you find sometimes that some people who are not members think that the chamber is part of the local government?
Absolutely. Because again, there are different forms. I think you're going to be speaking to Lars shortly.
Right.
In Norway, you know, he operates very similar to the way we do. We have, we're nothing connected with the government, but we work in partnership with them. And so all of our membership is based on membership dues, and so
right.
They join our organization. And again, they're looking for relevance, they're looking for networking, they're working for marketing tips, and they're looking for some educational resources to help their businesses thrive.
Well, as my audience knows, I've been a chamber member for over 30 years and very involved in my chamber over the years, and I believe in chambers. I love promoting them because I think they're so important. On so many levels, but I often have people say, what's the chamber done for me lately? Whenever I talk to them about a chamber, about joining a chamber, about renewing or whatever, what's the chamber done for me? And I say, you are the chamber. You know, when you say, what has the chamber done for me, you have to be asking yourself, what have I done for me lately? I mean, if the members aren't involved, aren't helping each other, aren't working on promoting the chamber and the projects that they can that the chamber is capable of doing, if that doesn't happen, you don't have a chamber.
Absolutely, and one of the big reasons why people join chambers, not only for assistance for their small businesses, is also to become a strong advocate in their communities and society. In the Cayman Islands, we are strong advocates on behalf of business and the membership and also the community, because you can't be a successful business without considering how you're blending into the community and also interacting with the local government, providing comment and useful. And that's so important.
Well, that advocacy thing, you're exactly right. I mean, there are other interests out there, other constituencies out there that they want their wishes to be known, and businesses have to make sure that they're at that table when issues are being discussed, don't they?
That's right. And information. We live in an information age, and chambers are informational resources. And many times a small business owner doesn't have time to research things or kind of look over all the websites and see what's relevant for them and get the tips. And vibrant chambers are those chambers that provide that information at the fingertips of their membership. And their websites serve as resources. And again, I'm impressed with your website. I think it has some tremendous resources for small businesses. I certainly refer it all the time. That's why I'm delighted to be on your show.
Well, we're delighted to have you here because we want to hear about the Cayman Islands and because of the success of the island and of your chamber. I mean, you got about 700 members, if I understand, and most of them are small businesses.
That's correct. About 740 members, again ranging in size from mom and pop stores all the way through to multinational and international businesses.
What does it cost for a small business to be a member of your chamber?
I tell people it costs less than a quarter-page ad in our local newspaper. It's about
which is about $300.
$375.
A lot of people are surprised at how little it costs to be a member of a chamber. The website is Cayman, C-A-Y-M-A-N, chamber.ky, right?
That's correct.
Can they go there and find out about tourism opportunities?
Absolutely. We have a visitor section. We also have a national website by the government called CaymanIslands.ky. It's a great resource. And again, you can learn about investment. You can learn about the financial services sector. And again, there's a lot of information about the Cayman Islands that we'd love to share with people.
Will Pino. Will, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for doing a great job in the Cayman Islands. And thanks for coming to this event.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Will Pino, ladies and gentlemen, with the Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce. How about that, folks? That was fun. We're going to do that again with only we're going to talk about Norway right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.